Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Hello, and welcome back, everybody, to another episode.
Hello. Ben, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing much better than last week. The COVID is behind, so good, much better. Good. Much better. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. COVID's long in the mirror, and soon it'll be the same for you, my friend. You'll get through it.
I'll get there.
Yeah, I just want this summer weather to be over. I'm kind of sick of it already.
The humidity.
Yeah, and just the sun. It's just so brutally hot, and my dog is like, can we go for a walk? And I'm like, no, we
nope.
Can't. You are jet black and 22 pounds. You're going to die. No, we can't do that. So, yeah, I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for football and ready for staying in PJs and video games. That's what I'm doing.
I'm 100% behind you as well. Fall sounds really good right now, especially for video games.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of that, we're going to be talking about multiverses today, the new
correct
game that came out.
The WB franchise game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it. Exactly. Before we dive into that, as always, I'll give a quick little intro. Number one, as always, we have an email. Our email is askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. I like that.
Everyone's gonna like stop.
Ben did a good job, and the email is in our description. So just send us an email if you have a question, want to be heard. Let us know. We'll be here for you, folks.
Click on it, and it will open an email directly in your app or whatever. So
yep, exactly. We also have Facebook, as always. It's kind of like our central command there. We post our episodes there. We post any news we find interesting, screenshots of the game we're playing, videos, you name it, you'll find us there. If we're not going to make an episode for the week, we will post up there. So it's a way for you guys to follow us and just follow along with what we're doing. And then finally, Ben's favorite topic, reviews. Leave us a review. It will be nice. Ben would like to say 5-star, if you can, if you enjoy, yes, give
please.
Us 5-star. I'm more of the neutral type, like, if you like us, give us what you think we deserve, but any review helps us, it gets us out there with the algorithm.
No, Alex, no, we deserve 5, okay? This is a high-quality podcast. We are doing our damnedest to make it the best. I'm just all kidding.
Right. And, of course, leave us a comment on your podcast platform. Let us know how we're doing, and then, you know, that helps us know how we're doing.
Yeah.
But without further delay, we'll get right to it. Multiverses, Ben, like you said, it's essentially from the publishers, Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. I'm going to go on a limb here and say before – well, go ahead, Ben. What you got? You had your hand up.
I'm on their website. In multiverses, the multiverse is at your fingertips.
I love it.
battle out in intense 2-versus-2 matches. Mm-hmm. Batman and Shaggy try to take down Bugs Bunny and Arya Stark. This platform fighter lets you play out fantasy matchups in fun co-op or head-to-head fight for supremacy. So
yes,
there you go.
That's perfect. Actually, that's actually a very good startup of what the game is about. Essentially, if you played Smash Bros. And you're pro like Ben, Ben's going to say no, but I think he is.
No. I'm pretty good for your average player, but I'm not a pro. No.
Well, whether you're a pro or not, it's basically a Super Smash Bros., but in the Warner Bros. Universe. So like Ben said, they got Batman, they got Shaggy, they got Arya Stark from Game of Thrones, they got
Harley Quinn, Tom and Jerry,
thank you. Yep.
Finn the Human from Adventure Time, Wonder Woman, Steven Universe, Jake the Dog from Adventure Time, Superman, my man Superman.
I was going to say, you're a man Superman.
Bugs Bunny.
They got Bugs Bunny, yep, and Taz, and a few other ones. And they're coming out with Rick and Morty, if you guys are fans of that, they're coming out with. Which, by the way, they actually did tweet today that there's going to be a delay for season one. And those characters, they didn't give us a date, but they said there's a delay for those characters. It was supposed to be this week. So if you guys are like wondering, didn't catch the news, it's delayed for right now.
Interesting.
It is not part of the Warner Bros. Discovery merge. I'm saying that because people had this speculation that because Warner Bros. Discovery is now a thing and a lot of TV shows are getting canceled, they thought the game was going to get canceled. The director of the game, I think it was, or one of the developers came out and says, we're not impacted by the merge. We're good to go, basically. So
I see. Don't be nervous.
Don't let it put you off.
You got LeBron as well. Don't forget about LeBron.
I was just going to say, we forgot LeBron of all the characters. LeBron with his basketball.
Toon Jam.
Yep. From, we have what, like 17 characters we can pick from, I think it is. Yeah, 17.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. It looks like 18.
Okay. I think. Count 18. Yeah, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. 17, yeah. 18. And
then essentially, Rick and Morty are on the way, so that'll add more. Yeah.
Exactly. And essentially, I mean, basically, Ben, like you said, there are several game modes. You pick a character, you dive into a game mode. There's several of them. Obviously, the most popular one right now is a 2v2. It's you and a friend against two other players, or it's you and a random against two other players. It doesn't have to be your friend. There is a 1v1 you can do against somebody as well. There is a free-for-all as well, where it's four people against each other if you want to. If you don't want to play online, you're like, I'd rather go, you know, with bots or something, you can do that. There is the same exact team mode for 2v2 with bots, or free-for-all for bots, 1v1 with bots, etc. It's exactly the same thing, so the game does a good job in essentially giving you the option in there. There's also a rank system coming up. It's not out just yet. We are still in the open beta, which, by the way, you can download the game for free. You don't have to spend money for it. But the rank system is still coming out, so you can play ranked. There is also a game lobby you can create and invite your friends. You can pick the map, how many ring outs, the characters, the map. So you can make your own lobby if you want to. So, in other words, it's pretty broad as far as like choices to give you in a good way with what you want to do with the game moving forward. The whole point of the game, and Ben, feel free to jump in if you need to, is you pick a character, you get in there, you got to do four ring outs, essentially knock them off the map four different times. Once you do that, you win and you essentially move on. Not much of a story there.
Everybody has their own like hit points, and it's different than what you might traditionally see in a fighting game where they've got a health bar and you're trying to whittle it down. In Smash Bros., this takes a cue from Smash Bros. It's the opposite. They do not have any damage, and you're trying to increase the percentage of damage on them. If they get into the 100%, 200%, 300%, you know, if they're taking a lot of damage, they're going to fly off the map quicker, faster, easier. You won't have to hit them as hard. You can just kind of rapid tap people, or you can hold things down, charge up your attack, and that'll hit them harder and knock them further off the platform. So that's the mechanic there if you're not familiar with it in Smash.
That's actually spot on. That's exactly what it is. And these characters also, they all are different type of characters. Like Superman is a tank hybrid, which sounds to me he can be either a full-blown tank to take damage or he can do damage. You have bruisers, you have assassins, you have mages. These are all basically type of classes you can play as, and each of them have their own perks. They don't tell you much in the game, but you kind of know if you play main games, assassins going to make damage, bruisers going to make damage, and there are the hybrid types in between the play. You also have support classes that basically buff your teammate up, give heals, give them extra damage, etc. So you can play your style. It's almost like Overwatch, but arena style with Smash Bros, basically, and you pick like who you want to play as, basically. So there's that. Each character has a level 15 mastery level. You can level past level 15 if you want to, but their character rewards stop at level 15. And you unlock like cosmetic stuff like a banner or a little profile icon of the character, a wall drop, you know, for the arena for your character when you're about to join the game. Basically, it's your mastery level. And you unlock, of course, your skills, which is very important. You get these like perks are called. And Ben, I think it's what, like, it's like five of them. You have four small ones, one big one that you get to unlock. Is that right?
I think so. I think it's four or five. Yeah. But there are some that are like support type ones. So you might get like a defense buff. You might get a speed buff. You might get a strength buff, attack buff. And then there is a main one that usually has to do with the specific character's special moves. So like in the case of Superman, let me click on him here. He's got Ice Breath and Meteor Lift. And I think I unlocked one that said when he does his Meteor Lift and he comes back down and punches the ground, it does like extra damage or it radiates. Oh, no, it leaves a fireball. That's what it does. Flame. It leaves flame, like a fireball there, and that will, like, if people run into it, they take a little bit more damage. So just small, like, attack on perk stuff that'll make you more strong, like stronger than your basic level one player. You know, you've got little extra things. But I wouldn't say you couldn't take down a level 15 player if you just started playing. No. You probably could, but just depends.
Your skills. Just depends on who you're against, your skill, how much you're dodging, etc. That's absolutely 100% correct. And you're right. There is the there are basically three types of perk category. There's offense, defense, and utility. The offense are going to be in red, and they're the ones who give you damage or cause damage more. You have your defense, which are in blue, and they're going to give you like shielding or more health. Good example is Superman, something called Kryptonite Skin, I think it's called, or something like that. Kryptonite Protection, I think. And that gives you like an extra protection buff on you. And you have utility, which basically helps you with movement for the most part. There are some perks I know that gives you damage as well. But for the most part, it's for utility for movement. So like get an extra jump with your character. Move faster by 5% around the map, whichever it is basically. The biggest thing about these perks, and before I get to that, like Ben said, you get a big major one, which is character specific, which is kind of like your ultimate. And like you said, whether it's like, hey, a Superman, when you hit the ground, you cause flames for extra damage. Each character has their own special super buff. Some can get like two or three different types. Some only has one, two. It just depends who you're playing as. And the good thing about perks is you can stack them. So if me and Ben are playing, for example, Ben goes with a character, I go with a character, we can equip the exact same perks to give us buff. And it actually tells you when you hover, like, hey, if you both equip this, you both get an extra jump all the time, or you both get extra 10% damage.
Yeah, so if you just use it by yourself, you get 5% extra damage. If you do it together, you both use it, you get 10% damage. So, yeah.
Exactly.
And it tells you, and then it like clearly outlines it like in bold colors. Like you're both using the same one, so you can quickly get into the match and not be like, did you pick it? What did you... Like visually, it tells you, so you don't have
it
to
does.
Communicate really.
So even if you're playing with a random, you can see what they pick and you can match it essentially with them. Obviously, you have to get to like level 8 or 9. That's when you can like, you know, share perks. So before then, if you notice you can't pick the same perks, it's because you got to level up your character a little further. I think it's 8 or 9 where you can share a perk.
Yeah,
you can also
right.
train perks per character. So your character unlocks perks as he levels up. But if you're like, hey, I kind of like this perk that, I don't know, Arya had or this other person I was playing with, you can spend gold coins in this game and train perks for your character outside of your character itself. Damage or shield, utility. And you don't have to have, you know, one offense, one defense, one utility. You can have all damage, all utility, all defense. It's your play right. style. You pick what you want, how you want to play, basically, at that point. I mentioned gold coins. I think we should go into the currency of this game. Gold coins you earn by playing matches and leveling up your profile of the game. You can unlock coins. You can get coins as well. These coins you can use to train perks like we talked about, or the biggest one, you buy characters from the roster. Right. You can buy characters three ways. You have gold coins, which you get in-game. There's something called gleamiums, if I'm pronouncing correctly. Those are like these little crystal shards, but that actually costs real money to get. And thirdly, you have something called character tickets, I think they're called. Character tickets you essentially get from the Founders Pack, and they're basically tickets for you to unlock characters for free. No coins, no gleamiums, or anything like that. You can save your gleamiums, save your gold coins if you want to down the road. But I believe you only get with the Founders Pack, which currently there are three. There's like a standard, deluxe, and premium. I know the premium is the highest one. It's like $100. Gives you a whole bunch of in-game currency like coins, those tickets I talked about, those gleamiums, some cosmetic stuff like a backdrop.
Standard, is that 30 or 40?
I think it's $39.99.
Is it $40? Okay. Yeah.
I think it's 40 because the one in the middle is 60. It's $60, if I remember correctly. So it goes, 40, 60 to 100. And they all give you rewards. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the bigger package gives you more stuff for you to use. Another currency you will encounter, it's called toasts. Toasts are literally pieces of bread in the game, look like pieces of bread. And you can give those out to people at the end of a match. So there are rounds of three, if everybody wants to do a round of three. So let's say me and Ben play together. We beat the team once. We can do a rematch again. It asks you for the rematch. If everybody agrees, we'll go to round two. And then, you know, it's best of three. At the end of the best of three games, or if somebody declined, you can toast a player. It can be your buddy. It can be a stranger. When you give a toast, it gives a person 20 extra coins. And they can toast you back if you want to. The whole point of the toast, I think so far, is more of a, hey, here's some coin, and kind of like an encouragement, like, hey, nice job, here's some coins, enjoy, basically.
Yeah, and when you finish a match, it's going to come up in the corner and say, do you want to rematch with this team? So like you and I, if we're paired up, do you want to rematch with this other pair that you're playing against? And it's, so it's a nice way to be like, hey, that was a great match. You made it really challenging. You made it difficult. You know, it was close.
Right.
We like playing with you. Let's keep going. And, you know, and you also vote to rematch at the bottom of the screen. But it's kind of like like you're saying, it's just a nice extra way to like be friendly, not because you are beating each other up in the game. So you can get frustrated and get because the game causes it kind of causes some frustrated energy a little bit. I notice in myself. Smash Bros. Does the same thing for me. So that's why I'm not a pro because I get too mad at it. But it's just a nice way to kind of – that was a great – you know, it's like sportsmanship. You know, that thing that died like, you know, a long time ago that people don't care about? Sportsmanship. No, I'm just kidding. People do that still. But it is like sportsmanship in there. And I think that needs to be in more games, honestly. I like that.
I agree.
Stuff.
Encourage sportsmanship. I agree. And if you rematch too, even if you get your you know, your butt kicked, if you rematch, even if you get your butt kicked twice, you get more coins. If you only play one game – and you go on to play against other opponents, you're going to see you only get so many coins. It's very low. So the game really encourages you to keep, you know, going against the same people for best of three to get a full experience. And Ben, like you said, encourage sportsmanship at the end of the day. So it does a good job.
And they're not long matches. So you're going to find yourself playing like 10 or more per play session probably. And so you really don't need to get hung up on like, I have to win every match. It's not going to happen. And I think that this is not a game for rage quitters. Like if you, you know, if you have to be perfect every time you play, you're probably not going to like this game. It's just that's kind of the way it is. There's a lot of chaos and randomness in these type of games, especially in Smash Bros. That you just, it's kind of a roll of the dice sometimes. But
you win some, you lose some. Exactly. You got
that's right.
You win some, you lose some.
Do you want me to break down the different editions? I can go into detail.
I was gonna say if you do, fire away. That's perfect.
So standard edition, $40, like we were saying. You get 15 character tickets. That means you can unlock 15 characters. Mm-hmm. Do not cost you any extra. It comes with the $40 purchase. They give you a banner and they give you 300 glenium on top of it. So you can use that 300 glenium and maybe throw in another couple bucks and you could get another character or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Then the deluxe edition, which is a $60 game, that gives you 20 character tickets. So probably more than are available right now, I would imagine. They put a bundle of characters on a free rotation. So like when you and I started playing, Superman was in that free rotation for the time being. It didn't say exactly when it expired. Maybe it was August 8th or it is coming August up 8th. Or something. August 8th. But then they'll rotate out. And it's not new characters coming into the game. It's characters that are in the game. It's just they're free for you to play. You can kind of level them up for that time being. Deluxe, like I said, 20. You get a rare banner. You get the premium battle pass. So that, you must get new characters as they come out with this.
Mm-hmm.
You get another epic banner, an epic ring out, 1,000 glenium, And the game. I would hope you get the game. That'd be pretty stupid if you didn't.
Yeah.
premium edition, you get 30 characters. You get that banner. You get three premium battle passes. So apparently they plan to release several over the course of the game. Two banners, like ring out, unique gameplay. I would hope that the game keeps going to where there's several battle passes. That'd be cool. I would hate to spend this $100 and then the game, you know, kind of tanks and goes nowhere. That would be kind of rough. Would they give me some money back for those things? I don't know. But I think the game is strong. We haven't really got into the actual gameplay, you know, and the menus yet, but I think it's a solid game for an online game. I think it's worth it if you really were interested in all these characters and a huge fan of Batman, Superman, all that. I would say go for it, but
I'm
sticking with free right now as I just have no time on my hands to play.
And to go off what Ben said, yes. So the free characters you can play right now is Superman, Finn, Garnet, and Rhinedog. They do go till August 8th. It was from July 19th till August 8th. That is also when the Battle Pass ends as well. Supposedly, unless they're going to extend it because of this news that came out the same day. The delay, they might extend it maybe. I haven't heard yet. But the patch notes in the game will tell you about that. Very quickly on the Battle Pass, there's a premium section and a regular section. If you're playing for free, don't spend any money. You unlock stuff in the regular section like gold coins, cosmetic stuff, emotes, etc. Premium is exactly the same thing, but I guess more higher quality if you would. Bearer banners, bearer emotes, you know, whatever your eyes want to catch, basically, at the end of the day. It's nothing that's a competitive edge. But that's essentially the way you unlock this cosmetic stuff at the end of the day. That's all it is.
Yep.
I was going to say very quickly also, they have great tutorials because you mentioned the menus. They got very good tutorials. There's a beginner tutorial. There's an advanced. Quick thing that Ben and I noticed on the advanced tutorial – you might be going crazy about. There is one called, I have the list of summary here, knockback influence. So that's essentially the game trying to teach you how to do how to control a knockback when you get kicked off the map to go up or down. The second phase of that, you're going to see where it tells you hold left stick, whatever it is. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Don't hold left. Get stressed. Hold your left stick, like left and down, and try to, because somebody is knocking you left out of the map and up toward the sky. And so you're trying to make your character fall back down from the thing. You're just basically resisting that push of throwing you out of the ring. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it doesn't recognize the joystick input at all. There's some bug in there. They forgot to program that in. I don't know. But the character doesn't move. You just go off, ring out, ring out, ring out, ring out, over and over and over. And you're just stuck.
Yeah. I understand you keep hearing Wonder Woman's, cry every time. Yeah. It's like, okay. It's like, all right, that's enough now. But if you're going crazy, you want to complete everything, it won't let you, unfortunately.
There might be a patch by now. Have you checked it since we were playing?
I have not checked it because every time I go into the advanced tutorial, there's that red notification saying, you still got to do this one. I'm like, it's not working.
And Alex is pounding his desk like, I got to achieve everything.
I should get my trophy.
Trophy hunting. That's funny.
But no, that's essentially, you know, the only thing. But it is beta. It is beta. So, you know, they're still testing things out.
Only thing that I encountered as far as a glitch. So for a beta, it's pretty strong.
Exactly. It's pretty solid. And I can see them later down the road doing free other character rotations. You know, now we have these ones, they're going to do something else. One more very quick thing I should mention, because I had a conversation this with a friend of mine today off mic, and man, you don't know this. They were asking me, is this similar? Yeah, I have friends. I'm kidding.
I was meaning like this is going to be a shocking reveal. Like that's
And it's not. Because
I'm just kidding.
A question they asked me was like, hey, so I was playing that Nickelodeon Super Smash Bros. Style game that was free for one of the PS months.
I still want to play it. I haven't played it yet.
Well, here's what they told me. They told me it's actually very blank. There are no character voiceovers or reactions or anything like that. So they asked me, how is the multiverses one? I'm like, well, it's actually pretty cool because each character has their own voice, and I'm 100% certain, unless Kevin Conroy himself tells me I'm wrong, that he's voicing Batman in this one. And when you get hit,
They're in there, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they have a FAQ page here on their website. They've got Kevin Conroy as Batman. George Newbern is Superman. He's from cartoons.
Nice.
Abby Trott, Wonder Woman. Tara Strong is Harley Quinn. She's in the cartoons.
Yep.
Matt Lillard is Scooby-Doo. Matt Lillard is from the movies, the live-action
movies.
Nice. It just keeps going on and on and on.
So there you go. So if you're wondering, does this game has like any extra flavor? It really does. In the actual battles as well, like when you first start the game, each of your characters has like an opening line they do. And then if it's like, you know, a Batman versus Superman, you hear a little bit of a comment back and forth between them. When they get hit, there are reactions as well here. When you lose, there is a reaction. When you win, there is a reaction. I was playing a game today and I was playing as Wonder Woman and I was against Bugs Bunny. No, I was Superman against Bugs Bunny. And he said something like, next time I'm coming for your carrots or something like that at the end of the game. It was pretty cheesy, but I thought that's pretty cool that they recognize who you're against. But anyways,
yeah, that's good.
There is flavor. There is flavor in this game.
Yeah.
And before I close my soapbox here, you have announcers. You can change the announcer. You can have Batman. All the characters right now in the roster you can have as announcers when you start a game, when you win a game, when you ring out somebody. So right now I have Batman, who's very serious, but you can have anybody you want. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that Maisie Williams is the voice for Arya Stark, and she's the actress from the show.
Nice. So it is her. Okay, yeah. Cool.
And then sadly, Vin Diesel is not the Iron Giant in here. He does not voice it. But it says that John Lithgow voices Iron Giant. And I am like shocked by that. It says, oh, wait. Never mind.
What'd you read? No, you got to tell us now.
It's Jonathan Lipow.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. I apologize. I don't mean to be like, you're not good enough. He's probably, if he heard this podcast, he'd be like, that jerk. I thought it said Lithgow. It says Lipgow. It's a totally different last name.
Okay.
It's a different last name. Other shocking news, LeBron James is not voiced by LeBron James, which is really weird.
Oh, it's not?
No, it says John Eric Bentley. Don't know who that is. But yeah, Kevin Conroy is definitely Batman. Tara Strong's Harley Quinn. Those are solid ones I know. Matthew Lillard, yeah. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy. That's cool.
Shaggy, sorry. I keep saying Scooby-Doo as well.
cool. But, yeah. Anything else?
Ben,
you had to touch on it?
I think we're good with multiverses. Do you want to ring in your big experience?
For anybody who is not interested in it, you can go ahead and leave us your 5-star review now, and we will see you next week. We're going to just hop into this really quick, just for a little extra. I just wanted to say that I was chosen by PlayStation, which is exciting, to do the beta that they just released. Nice. I have a 1440p monitor that I purchased early last year, and I was waiting for this patch to finally come out, and they've released it. You can now use 1440p on your PS5. For any of you monitor users out there like me, and it'll enable players to choose additional visual setting on your compatible PC or TV. Now, a lot of people thought Sony built systems for the TVs. So, like, the person who created the PS5, the architect designed the style of the PS5 and everything, the hardware, the whole system. He's come out and said he wants people to play their games on a 4K television. They don't really want people to play it on a monitor. So this is kind of surprising that they came out with this patch and allows you to do it. Some people thought it wasn't ever going to come, but I just held out hope. It has 4K downscaling capability, so it can take the monitor I have can take the 4K signal and then just downscale it to 1440. So it's kind of like you're losing some of the image quality by doing that, but it at least is still compatible or whatever. The one thing I did notice with that is I think the game I need to do a little more tweaking and experimenting, but I think the game has to be compatible with 1440p in some way, because I tried to do it. It does not allow you in the PS5 settings when you switch to 1440p. It does not allow you to resize your screen right now. So it might zoom in quite a bit on your screen, and some things in the HUD might be cut off on the edges of your screen. Okay. And I don't know why they don't let you allow you to resize, but it just, it's grayed out. The option is not there like it normally would. So when you go into some games like Multiverses, for example, I could not see like the left side of the screen. I couldn't see all those menu options. So I don't know if it's because you can't resize in the PlayStation menu, so if it's a PlayStation specific problem, or if it's a, each game might interact with it differently. Like maybe Multiverses being a beta and a brand new game, they don't have data patched into it to recognize when it should be outputting a 1440p signal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
That's the only thing that I could come up with, that it's only outputting 4K and my PS5 is outputting a 4K image onto a 1440p. So it's like the image is not scaled down properly. I haven't tried any of my other games yet. I turn on God of War and I start playing it and I forget to go into the settings and mess around. But I'll mess around with it, and if I can find one that you know it works with, maybe I'll post a screenshot or something like that. But
I was gonna say, yeah, let us know, definitely, because I'm curious to see how that works out. Definitely, yeah. Definitely post something on Facebook or something.
And it's definitely bare bones right now. So you select something that says test 1440p. So it's not like it's built in to the hardware really yet, because it's a beta. I'm on the beta mode. To do all of this, you get an email with a code, and you have to put the code in as if you were putting in a PlayStation money code that you'd like buy in your grocery store or whatever. You put in the code there, and then it unlocks the beta update screen in your system settings. Then you go into your system settings and you'll see a secondary option. It says like update to beta, and then it'll update. And every time you turn your PlayStation on now, it says beta 2.0 on the screen, and then it loads into the UI. So it's kind of like reminding you, like, if this thing crashes or anything goes wrong, you signed up for it. There's a whole thing of like, did you back up? You have to select, yes, I backed up my stuff. And so
nice.
Just know you're going into an environment where it might damage or lose your data. If you're not comfortable with that, don't sign up for this, even if you get the email.
Right.
They do also give you a link that you can click to go and report any bugs. So I'm going to do that with another one. I'll explain here in just a minute. But the other option was game lists. That was another thing that was introduced. If you're a Nintendo Switch person like me, you just saw this happen a couple months ago on Nintendo Switch. It allows you to organize your collection into these different groups, playlists, kind of like in music apps, you have playlists. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing here. So when you go over to your collection tab, now you have an option. There's a plus button that's on the left. Normally where like the sort tab would normally be, you can arrange stuff. There's a plus over there and you can add these things into a game list. And you can name the game list whatever you want. I made three of them. I made one called Now Playing, one called Replay, one called Backlog, something like that, and one that I called like Classics or Never Played or something like that, or Need to Play, something like that. I have like 66 games in the backlog thing that I'm like, I'd like to play that someday, but I never did, and a lot of them are PS Plus stuff. Ghost of Tsushima is still in there. I still haven't cracked that egg. Just because it's such a big game that I'm like overwhelmed by, like, if I don't stick to this one, you know, I just feel like with these big, long one player games, I got to stick to it, finish it, and then go to the next one. I'm so quick to, like, after a week and a half, I go to the next one and I have barely, you know, sunk my teeth into the other one. Yeah. So that's why I have this huge backlog, but I'm sure people out there have worse than I do. But yeah, it's nice. It's a cool feature.
Cool. Yeah. I like that feature. Yeah.
I think you'd really like it because you're Mr. Download every month, every free game, quote unquote free, you know, free with the PS Plus subscription. So you have like a ton of games, so you could really go through your... I just spent like 10 minutes one night and just going through my collection and be like, oh, I forgot about that game way back when. And I probably would like to play that again, so I put it in the replay list. I finished Batman a long time ago. I'll put that in the replay list. I want to play that again someday. So I kind of have these two tabs of like, do I want to play something I never played or something I played before? You know, that's kind of how I was thinking about it. But the cool thing is you can customize and do it however you want. You can have up to 15 lists and you can have 100 games per list. So that's a lot of games. You'll never say, I have nothing to play again. If you put them in a list, you definitely can't say, I don't have anything to, there's nothing to play.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
All the games in your collection tab of your game library can be added to a game list that includes disc games, digital games, streaming only titles. If you're a premium subscriber, you can get those streaming titles. You can add anything in there. It even lets you add games that might be locked to you, like you had a PS4 like I do, but now you have a digital PS5, and so it's locked until you pay for the digital copy. Things like that.
Uncharted.
It's pretty cool. I really like it so far. I didn't really go to my collection before because it's so overwhelming, the number of things in there. And now I want to go to my collection screen because I have those little tabs up above that I can click on them.
That's awesome. Sort it. Yeah, lots. I'm looking forward to that. That's awesome.
Just real quick, these are some other things, but they're kind of just minor stuff. It's not as in-depth as those other two things. Compare the 3D audio to stereo audio. Now, instead of just selecting a menu option, you can actually hear the two differences and help you to make your choice. And then you'll select one. You can get easier access to in-game progress activities. So now, instead of just being in those cards, when you like load up a game on the screen, it'll say, do you want to continue where you're left off? And you can say resume activity in the game, and it'll take you straight to that spot, or, you know, keep you going on your journey or whatever, instead of you having to like start from a save point. I guess it just seems like it's an easier way to get back to your game and back to that spot you were at in the game. You can request to share a screen from one of your party members. You go to the party, you go into the voice card, and then you select that person that you're talking with, and you click request to share. Just in putting it in another place, I think people probably requested that one specifically. You can get notifications now to join a game. So if Alex, you started a multiverses game and I'm online too, it might pop up in the corner and say, Alex just started the game, do you want to join his? And I think that has to do with your settings on your PlayStation saying you're welcoming friends to play with you.
To play with, and we can see each other's activity when we come online.
So you could just hop into their game without asking them to send you something. Go ahead.
I'm noticing they're really making the UI very easy for groups and playing with friends. So I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I think they have a good program of like listening to people who use the system, and people send things in and they try to implement it as best they can. I think that's cool.
Yep.
You can view new friends' profiles when you accept a friend request in the received list. Now you can view your friend's profile in the accepted request page. Again, minor stuff. That might be a really big deal to you. Send us an email. Let us know why you struggled with that for a long time. I'm curious to find out. You can send stickers and voice messages in game base now. So you don't have to go into the messages area. You can just see somebody who's, Alex is online in game base. I'm going to send him a sticker. Just annoy him, pester him.
Nice.
it says they're always grateful to the beta community helping us out. And thanks to all our players for your support and feedback. So if you did get an email like me, I encourage you to try it out. It's really cool. I think you can always go out of that beta. I'll need to look around and see. But
I would think so.
So that really kind of just concludes what I wanted to talk about with that. I'll give more updates as we go along. I'll probably be in this beta for a while. And there. Oh, I know one little glitch that I thought was funny. If you go on your games like when you start up your PS5, you know, you had the crossbar thing and you go all the way to the end to go to your full collection. For whatever reason, whatever your last game was, right next to the full collection, it'll play that music when you're in the collection. And so I was like making game lists and it was playing the Sackboy theme because Sackboy was right next to my like, so it was like, dot, 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 like playing that cheery music. I'm like, this is a weird bug. I don't know. So I was thinking about sending that bug into them to be like, hey, it loaded the music, but I don't know why it's playing because I'm like deep into the game list. I'm like creating the game list. I'm like three menus in and it's still playing the music. And I'm like, what is happening? This is weird.
I was going to say, you got selected. Give them that feedback. Help us. So by the time it comes out, we're ready for it.
I'm just lazy. I get distracted.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, I think that'll do it. You want to send this out, Alex? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, I think that will do it. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you folks next week. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.